It's sad, and it's something that's been like kind of in the back of my mind bothering me for the last couple weeks. And then after the Grammys on Sunday, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a real thing. And I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people feel the way I do.
Cried yourself to sleep the other night over it?
I didn't cry myself to sleep.
So asleep for the past few weeks, you haven't been able to sleep.
All right, let's just take a hot second and talk about Madonna. When I was a kid, I idolized Madonna. I am so embarrassed to say this out loud, but I used to like dream and pray that Madonna would be my mom. I was an 80s kid. Like, I was born in 1980. Like, Madonna was everything. Yeah. And now, in retrospect, like, I have the greatest mom in the whole entire world. How could I possibly?
Just your poor mother driving right now your children to school, crying to herself.
Madonna?
Because you were like, Madonna?
But, you know, when you're a little kid, you, like, idolize people.
Sure.
And I idolized Madonna. And then as the years went by, I was like, oh, she's getting a little, like, you know, that's her thing. She's a button pusher, all that.
Yeah, the first time she ripped the Pope in half or whatever, right? Like, that was a thing, right?
Yeah.
Was that her? She did that too. I thought they both did it. But okay.
That's okay.
Right.
And then, like, when the tour came out, one of my girlfriends texted me, she's like, do you want to go? And I was like, not really, you know?
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is after Sunday, when everyone's talking about how her face looked so transformed, like, I don't want to judge the woman. Like, I don't know what happens in her house.
Sure.
But a lot of her Instagram posts and a lot of the things she's been doing lately, they don't align with me anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And it's gotten to the point where I'm embarrassed for her. And I think that when you idolize somebody for a long time and then all of a sudden you realize you're embarrassed to that person, it's a weird feeling.
But when somebody goes off the deep end, right? Like that's the thing. Like for me, it's always been those that come off so self-righteous, right? So the person that you think is great, you like really believe the image, like they're a good person, man or woman or whatever. You're like, they're a person that affects good. And then you hear like they did an assault. Or, you know, they've been embezzling or they treated their people terribly or something like that. That just drives me crazy.
All right. Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, I think that we need to have a conversation, a serious conversation. Who is a celebrity that you once idolized, but now, for a lack of a nicer way to say it, you're embarrassed of them. Mm. You're embarrassed. John.
Well, like Raven was saying, it's the people who like act so holier than thou, and then all of a sudden it comes out. John Lennon, for example. All these like beautiful songs about, you know what? Too soon, it was 1980, Raven. Come on. All I'm saying is wrote all these songs about peace and love and everything. Like, beat his wife, neglected his first child. Not the guy who should be preaching peace.
Yeah, but he's dead, so it's different.
1980.
Anna gives dead people a pass, I guess.
I don't have
representation, I guess.
Pass.
I'm sure John Lennon's people are going to reach out to you today and be angry. So don't worry, Anna. He'll be protected. How about you, producer Sean?
Russell Crowe, man. That guy, to me, used to be one of the greatest actors in the world. And have you seen, like, Thor, Love, and Thunder?
No.
I can't say I saw that. Abysmal performance. Like, he was terrible.
He brought it down?
It was so bad. And it doesn't look good. He's like less Russell Crowe and more Russell Slow now.
Oh, stop it now.
I'm sorry, man.
He can't be in gladiator shape for the rest of our lives.
Yes, he can. He's Maximus to me. He should always be Maximus.
You practiced that Russell Slow joke. Don't lie.
I did. It's a little bit shallow.
All right.
Raven, who was a celebrity that you once idolized and now you're embarrassed about?
Well, you know, I mean, listen, as a rock music fan, it's just any guy who can't deal with the fact that you're getting older, all right? So once they get on television, for whatever reason, people like Ozzy, Steven Tyler, whatever, if you see them now, they look like your grandmother. They don't look like men anymore because they've had all these facial peels and injections and whatnot. It's just ridiculous. It's embarrassing for all men. It really is.
Is there a celebrity that you once idolized and now you're embarrassed of? 1-800-330-9999. Is there a celebrity that you once idolized and now, truthfully, for a lack of a nicer way to say it, you're embarrassed of them?
You know, the Tom Brady. So I love Tom Brady. He's the greatest football player of all time. I'll never see anything like him again in my lifetime. But it's gotten a little bit weird lately. Did you see he put like a naked selfie the other day?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Like,
bro, you just got divorced like 10 seconds ago. You retired like 10 seconds before that. I get it. You still look great. I don't know how you're aging in reverse, but you've turned into some sort of guru, and now you're posting naked selfies. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
There's a lot of talk about this after Madonna at the Grammys. People are saying how she transformed her face. She doesn't look the same. And I used to idolize Madonna. Idolize her. And now, I don't even think I want to go to her concert, to be honest.
You'd be like, is that her on stage?
It could be a stand-in. I wouldn't even know.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Jamie, who's somebody you idolized and now you're kind of embarrassed of them?
Yeah, it would be Britney Spears.
You know,
it's a big one.
Yeah, Anna has a theory on this.
So my theory, and I haven't talked about it a lot on the air because it's so polarizing, but I think, like, you know, you want her to have her freedom. You want her to have all the things that make her happy. But when you really watch her Instagram stuff, like, there is something wrong. Yes. Like, there is something wrong with her.
I feel embarrassed. Like, I feel so sorry for her, but embarrassed at the same time. And it's not good.
We all want good things for her. Like, I think what we want. It's like, you know, like when your dog goes to the farm and he goes to the sanctuary. Like, that's what we want for Brittany. We want her to be able to roam free in a field full of daisies.
Alive, though.
Right. But be in kind of like a fenced in enclosure. That way she's safe. You know?
Right.
And the rest of us are safe kind of from that.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, when she posts those ramblings and people are liking it and they're like, yes, queen. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, no.
Right.
We should probably evaluate what she's putting out there
to the
world.
Where are your parents?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Garrett, who's a celebrity that you once idolized and now you're embarrassed of?
Okay, I hate admitting this out loud, but Kanye West, because that guy is so talented and so amazing. Like, his music is still amazing, but the politics and all the rants, it's embarrassing to tell people I still listen to College Dropout sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's sad too, right? Like, I mean, because again, a lot of talent, you know, you think if he just had the right proper help, he would be okay, you know, if he was taking the right medicines or whatever. But clearly he's not, and clearly there's nobody around him that's going to be able to do that. And even if he does, you know, straighten some stuff out, he said a lot of terrible, terrible, hateful things now.
I found my old MySpace page.
Yeah.
And I quote him in my bio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can cancel you just for that.
I mean, I had no idea. And the funny part is, like, that lives on the internet now because I don't know how to log on to my MySpace or, like, whatever. It, like, came up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, that's a Kanye West quote. I was like, I couldn't believe that existed in one point of my life.
What's distressing is that he continues to try and find ways to kind of put this out there. And that's just really disturbing. Like, I mean, you say something one or two times, you think to yourself, okay, he's a little off his rocker today.
And just when you think he's got back on track,
oh, no.
He comes back and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
No.
Here we go again. Gabriella, who's a celebrity that you once idolized and now you're embarrassed of?
I used to love Tom Cruise so much, and then he started getting all crazy and, you know, with the Scientology stuff, and he's so full of himself, and I can't stand him anymore. I can't even watch his movies.
Tom Cruise is back. He's back, Anna Zapp.
I can never be on the Tom Cruise train. Like, after everything that happened with Katie Holmes and the Scientology and all that, like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm with you.
Hey, listen, it's true. It got a little bit freaky deaky for a while, all right? But now he's back. The Mission Impossible movies are great. Top Gun was fantastic.